celebrating everyday heroes in our communities.
Yes.
Woman Crush Wednesday with Tracy Lang.
KFM.
KFM.
94.5.
Yes, and these heroes are getting younger and younger. This morning, I'm chatting to Danelle Marie Jones, or as everyone calls her, Danny. She actually just returned from New York in July last year because she was there for her dancing, and she has just completed part of her master's degree in dance at UCT. Good morning, Danny. How are you?
Good morning, Tracy. I'm so good. Happy to hear you. How are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you very much. Let's start with New York before we chat about all the other things that's happening in Cape Town. What was it like dancing in New York?
You know, it was absolutely amazing. I was so blessed because a choreographer, she heard about me and she called me and she said she's having a showcase and she specializes in Afrobeats, and that was so incredible for me to do Afrobeat to that side of the world. And it was at a beautiful venue in Manhattan. It was Afrofusion with hip-hop. I was living the freaking dream. I loved it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I was so happy to be part of a dance scene in New York.
Oh, that sounds incredible. And like they say, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. You return to South Africa and you've just completed part of your master's degree in dance at UCT.
Yes.
That must have been intense.
It was quite intense. You know, it's not easy to write about topics that are pretty much contentious. I'm dealing with issues surrounding the fact that I was very silent about how my body was receiving dance. I was confused by various opinions of what dance is supposed to look and feel like and what constitutes a real dance and what personifies a trained body. And, you know, it's been confirmed through the research how, you know, the people in oppressed groups have become distrusting of their own sensory impulses and have given up their bodily authority based on certain dominant cultures that have overpowered them. And I have come to recognize that the impact of colonialism and apartheid in South Africa has been quite graphic, and it's still something we need to address today. And so my research has really looked at those issues, and I've had an amazing team, and they are the same team that will be in Oxygen after we do the sessions. But, you know, the exam went so well. The cast, they were incredible. They brought the piece to life. They took it on as well. And I really was so happy with the result at the end.
Oh, it sounds good. And now you are taking care of the choreography for Africa Blaze's next production, Oxygen, which you just touched on. But the best thing is you'll be having auditions this coming Saturday.
Yes, we are having auditions. We are so excited. It will take place on Saturday at the Methodist Church Hall in Observatory. It's going to be from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And after the cast is selected on Saturday, we will be having our first photo shoot with a big full squad.
Oh, that sounds incredible. So you're very busy. And any plans on going to New York again very soon?
New York? Not this year. I'm still completing my second year of my master's degree. I do hope, though, to go in 2020 again to be connected to the dance world and to just, you know, see how far I can go.
But still, first plowing back here in Cape Town. There you have it. It's Danny Jones chatting to us about her dance career, where it's taken, and the fact that she's now going to be the lead choreographer for Africa Blaze's next production, Oxygen, which will be on from the 30th of April to the 4th of May at the Baxter Theatre. Danny, all of the best, and keep flying the flag high. Thank you for what you're doing. 24 years old, and you are very inspiring. Thank you for chatting to me.
Thank you, baby. Thank you for calling me. I'm so happy.
You are most welcome. So energetic. I love it.